This slide is very similar to the previous slide we just reviewed and addresses the additions for the adult full assessment. So like the child adolescent full assessment, you will notice on the left screenshot the addition of lifetime and past 12 months prompts under suicidal thoughts and attempts. Please select accordingly and add additional information if necessary in the narrative section. On the right, you will notice for psychiatric hospitalization, the same prompts of lifetime and past 12 months have also been added here. However, the difference is that the adult full assessment does not prompt you specifically to identify how many psychiatric hospitalizations the client has had in their lifetime or in the past 12 months, like the child and adolescent full assessment does. Note, however, that if staff do check yes for any of these items, the expectation would be to identify specific information in the narrative section, and this may include the number of hospitalizations the client has had, whether it be in their lifetime or in the past 12 months. And finally, on the bottom right, we have the same question on the adult full assessment that we saw on the child adolescent full assessment, and it's related to additional mental health support. So again, select accordingly and ensure that if you do check off yes, that the assessment includes information of the additional mental health support that the client will be receiving. And one final note, lifetime and past 12 months prompts have also been added to the self-harm and homicidal thoughts and attempts section in the adult full assessments.